Hello, I'm Claire Louise Hay from BeHealing.com and welcome to my free CD, The Top 5 Blocks Keeping You From Living Your Life Purpose and How to Break Through Them. So the first block that I see in my customers that are stopping them from living their life purpose is getting stuck being or doing what your parents or society or what your peers want you to be and do. Now, this can really hold people back, and a lot of people do it because as human beings, we have this need to be accepted and included with other people. It feels good when we're aligned with other people, and so we're vibrational beings. We want to be aligned with other people. We want to be similar to them. We want to feel that we're connected with them, and that's a normal way to be. Yet, life is all about growing and moving forward. And it's all about living our life purpose, so sharing the gifts with the world that we're here to share. Now, when you're growing into your unique life purpose, you need to break free of the ideas and opinions of other people. And so it starts with parents. You know, parents want the best for us and they want us to conform to what they've learned from life. And so they have their ideas based on their own inner guidance for their life and their life purpose. And they try to put that on us, not realizing that our life purpose is completely different to theirs often. Same with society. Society can give us these beliefs that there are certain things to do in life that aren't really true or may not be true for us. And our peer groups, even stronger our peer groups, because it can be really hard to leave our peers behind and to break free of what they're doing. It's natural to want to please other people, yet often we put everyone else's feelings and what they want and what their ideas are in front of our own. And this is what really stops people. This is what blocks people from following their life purpose and really living their life purpose, is by trying to please others. And so to break free of this, you need to understand that you're here to please yourself. Now, that might seem really selfish, but you're here with a unique life purpose and you're here to share your gifts with the world. That's not selfish. Sharing your true value and your gifts with the world isn't selfish at all. It's giving the most value to the world that you possibly can. Yet to get there, you need to really connect in with who you are and what that life purpose is, so that you can be firmly on that path and be able to hear other people, family or society or your peers, when they disagree with you, and that be okay with you. So you've got enough confidence within yourself and a firm belief in what you're doing and who you are, enough for that not to matter anymore what other people's opinions are. And the second biggest block that I see in my customers in living their life purpose is getting stuck in relationships that don't support you, that don't support your growth. Now, relationships can be romantic relationships or family relationships or friends, those peers again. This can really cause a problem. As I say, we always want to fit in with other people. We always want to feel connected with other people and accepted and included with other people. And this can really stop us from moving forward. How many times in your life have you wanted to experience something new? You want to grow in some area of your life. But the hardest part of doing that is actually breaking free. It's like breaking from your tribe and breaking rank and being different. Being different to other people that are around you. It's important to know that we're all on unique paths. We're all on unique life paths. We've all got unique life purposes. There's no two people that have the same life purpose as each other. And because of that, we all have these unique paths to finding our life purpose and growing with our life purpose and really putting all the pieces together to be the best person that we can be, to reach our potential. And these unique paths that we have mean that we, to be growing all of the time, we need to be following our unique path. And as we follow that path, we attract, with the law of attraction, attract people to us, to share that path for some time. Now, very few people will be on the same path as you all the time. Yet a lot of us will try and hold on to people and wish that they were on the same path as us all the time, instead of letting them go and making space to bring in new people that could be on the same path as you. So relationships go. We attract like energy people to us to share that part of the path with us. But if they're growing and if you're growing, then it's normal to grow apart. And so when you release those people from your life, you can grow further, because when you release, you're making space for new people to come into your life and new things to come in your life too. You cannot move forward when you've got one foot in the past. So think of it as a stepping forward journey, just walking forward. If you try and keep that one foot in the past, or keep that one foot on the bottom step and try and climb the stairs, you can't do it. And so it's really important to let go of people. And this isn't about, you know, throwing people out of your life or anything like that. It's just about letting go of those emotional attachments to people. You know, you don't need to be nasty. You don't need to vocally exclude people from your life. You can just start to just detach emotionally yourself from them and just let them go. And the third of the top five blocks that are keeping a lot of my customers from living their life purposes is not healing the past, having emotional issues because they haven't healed the past. Now, this is a big one that I help people work through. You can be stopped from moving forward because you haven't grown in specific areas of your personality or of your life balance. So it can be that you are not growing in the area of relationships and communication, or it can be that you're not growing in the area of confidence or self-worth. There can be all kinds of things. It's all kinds of things that emotional issues that aren't healed are stopping you from growing in that specific area. Now, to be on our life path, to really be living our life purpose, requires us to continually grow in balance in all of the different areas. Now, so imagine somebody who has an emotional issue because they were told that they were worthless when they were a child. So one parent told them that they were worthless, or gave them the idea that they were worthless at some point. And they've held that with them, because children always believe the adults around them. They soak everything up like sponges. And so they keep this with them, even though it's not in their conscious mind anymore. They still have that emotional issue, and this will manifest as them not wanting to receive from other people, as them wanting to give more than they'll receive from other people, them wanting to take care of other people instead of themselves. And that kind of an issue, that kind of an emotional issue, will completely stop them from living their life purpose, because you can only share your gifts with the world when you're willing and able to receive back the equal value from the world back to you. The universe has to be in balance, always, always has to be in balance. And the more we're in balance with ourselves, the more we can tap into everything that the universe and the abundance that the universe has got to offer us. And so emotional issues, they're so varied, so vast, but they stop people from moving forward and living their life purpose. And so it's really important to heal and release these consciously, and so understanding it in your mind and emotionally too. So releasing those emotions that are connected. As I said, often people completely understand where an issue came from, and they kind of forgiven their parents for giving them that issue, and they can completely have worked through it in their minds, yet the emotional attachment is still there. And so it's really important to heal and release fully, both consciously and emotionally. And the fourth of the top five blocks keeping you from living your life purpose: fear. Fear in stepping forward and breaking free of the status quo. So this isn't so much about leaving people behind or going against what other people want for you. We've dealt with that already. This is just fear of change, fear of taking a leap of faith, fear of stepping forward and pushing yourself beyond the boundaries that you've experienced before. Fear is a strange thing. It's not a real emotion. Real emotions are our inner guidance system that tells us whether we are aligned, whether our higher self is aligned with the thoughts that we're having at the moment, or misaligned with the thoughts that we're having at the moment. So if we're feeling good, if we've got good emotions, then it's aligned with our higher self. Our higher self agrees with us. If we're feeling bad, then the thoughts that we're having are not aligned with our higher self. Our higher self knows them not to be true, or not to be true for us. And yet fear is the odd one out. Fear feels bad, but it doesn't. It's not our emotional guidance system telling us that what we are about to do is misaligned with our higher self. Fear is a false emotion that comes from ego, and it's the ego wanting to protect you from possible danger. Okay, so your ego thinks, well, if you were to do this new thing, if you were to create this change in your life, then that's scary. Something might happen to you. And so fear, you get this feeling of fear, which comes from the ego. Now, fear disappears. This is how you know it's not a real emotion. It disappears in an instant if you just push through, if you just do what you're going to do anyway. Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff and you're about to bungee jump off it. There's great fear, okay? So your ego is telling you, you might die now. Jumping off a cliff isn't a good idea. And so you're getting this feeling of fear. But you know, really, that it's safe and that you've got this bungee cord firmly attached to you. And so you're going to be safe. And actually, you want to do it because it's going to be a really good feeling to do it. And so you push through that fear. Now, the moment that you jump, the moment that you push through that fear, the fear disappears completely. And same with anything. Anything that you felt fear for before, if you just step through that and do it anyway, the fear disappears immediately. And so too much fear can stop people from living their life purpose, just because change and growth is required. And so it's important to break through those fears. Just do it anyway. Just realize that you're always protected. And the universe is always on your side. It's always providing you with beneficial experiences. And so you're always protected. Take things step by step. So don't try and do too much too soon. Don't take too big a steps. The universe never requires us to take giant leaps. You know, you're not required to go from coming out of school and never having ever used any presentation skills to, you know, being on a worldwide TV program. That's never going to happen. It comes in steps. You're led through to your life purpose through these small steps. And as long as you just keep on taking those small steps, there's never any need for any of these giant leaps. And so when you take life step by step, not expecting too much of yourself, not expecting you to be completely successful and achieve something massive straight away, these steps that you take will allow you to gain confidence. It's that little successes that you get. And those little successes and that confidence that you get from that will give you the faith to keep going forward. And so you're just required to take that first step and push through that first fear. And then when you do that, everything will work out. And the last of the five blocks keeping you from living your life purpose is when you're completely detached from your life purpose and that path. Now, society and a lot of people are completely detached from their life purpose and their paths. And society and those people have taught other people to be completely detached from their life purpose and their paths too. Now, when we're children, we are connected with our life purpose. There's certain things that come easily to us. There's things that we love. There's things that we're passionate about. We have certain interests, and everyone's different. Everyone has a different makeup of all of these passions and likes and dislikes. Now, when we grow into adults, we might get taught that we need to struggle or we need to give up something in order to get what we want, or we're here to earn money, or we're here to, you know, do something that we don't like for many years just to earn money so that we can retire. It's a game of survival. And all of that isn't true. Yet a lot of us have been led to believe that it's true. And believing that kind of thing disconnects you from what your passions, what your interests, what your loves are in life. And it's those passions, those interests, what you love, what you do, whether you're getting paid for it or not. If you could do something that you would bring you so much joy and that you'd really love doing, that is what your life purpose is. And we're kind of conditioned to think that we can't do that, but I'm living proof of it. I love giving readings. I love helping people out. I was doing it for years and years before I even started to do it professionally and accept money for it. And now I do it completely full-time and have been doing it full-time for around 12 years now. And so I never would have believed that I'd be able to do what I do now professionally and for it to support the lifestyle that I've got now, but it does. And it just shows that once you get on your life path and once you connect with those things that you really love, once you let go of the things that you don't like doing and just allow yourself not to do those anymore, because really you don't need to and you're off path if you're doing things that you don't enjoy, then you'll find your life purpose and be able to really share your gifts with the world. And that's what you're here for. You're a creator spirit. You're here to create things in the world. You're here to grow. You're here to learn. You're here to share your gifts with the world. And if we all did that, we'd all take our place in the world. We'd all be like little pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, all fitting together perfectly to make this beautiful picture of the whole world. Everything would work smoothly if we all did that. And so we're all here to find what that is and to share it. And not just to share it, but to keep on growing, because this path is a continuous growth path. So those are your top five blocks and how to get through them. If you'd like some more help, come along to BeHealing.com. I've got a VIP program. So if you're highly motivated and want to shift your life in a profound and deeply empowering way, this mentoring program, the VIP mentoring program, will focus on you, your specific needs, desires, getting you on track, getting you healed with everything that you truly desire in your life. And that's intensive access to me. Or you can join my mentorship program. So if you're ready to accelerate your healing and get on a fast path to the change you really want in your life, you can receive ongoing support from me in my mentorship programs. This involves weekly or monthly access to me. We have a call and I connect in with your higher self and guide you personally on your own path. Or you can come along, have a breakthrough session with me. So if you're ready to break through your biggest block that's been holding you back from being, doing, or having whatever you really want in life, then nothing's more powerful than these breakthrough sessions. I take you through a process. I connect with your higher self to find out what